Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Martinez scores!
It's time Jason, for our Jason Monday there. Atlanta United recap with 92.9 The Game soccer analyst Jason Longshore on Dukes and Bell.
Coming up in less than 15 minutes from now, inside of our NFL Blitz, find out who may be holding out as training camps get underway. Right now, though, let's say good afternoon to Jason Longshore, who is brought to you by Heineken. Heineken 0.0, great taste, zero alcohol, guys. And Jason Longshore, it was an incredible match. Obviously, the 17s, everybody staying the course yesterday, nobody leaving. And, it was like, all right, is this thing going to be a tie? And then all of a sudden, boom, what an amazing moment there by Pity Martinez. And Mike pointed this out. I mean, how good has Darlington Nagbe been this season?
I mean, we can go through the list. Nagbe was big in that goal. Pity Martinez comes off the bench. He steps up in a big, big moment. But think back to so many moments this season where you're facing a team that is sitting back, defending deep, limiting space. Right. And it's been Darlington Nagbe who's made that driving run in the final third to open things up. It's an element of his game that, honestly, we haven't seen as much of throughout his career. It's been really useful for Atlanta United.
And that's the thing, because I don't think people realize, especially we were there in person at the match, how tall the defenders are. Certainly, there were just bigger dudes. Like, it was like trying to navigate through a forest, right, to get to the goal. And Nagbe, I think there was moments there where they just came up short and he slipped a few times, one on service from Hyndman or Rometty. But, man, he just kept on plugging away. I thought fatigue was a huge factor. They looked really gassed, too, both teams.
Yeah, Atlanta was able to wear them down. I think Atlanta was in better shape because they didn't have to work quite as hard in that Wednesday match with a man advantage for most of the way. DC had one day less of rest, and they had travel factored in. And they started the same lineup with the exception of Wayne Rooney. It's the first game he's missed for DC United since coming to the team last year. He gets the day off, and they bring in Luciano Acosta, who's a huge challenge up top, a different kind of challenge. But DC did wear down, and you have to give Atlanta United a lot of credit in that. And this is something that people, you know, talk about the possession game and this and that, but DC made a decision when they came in: we're going to sit deeper, we're going to play on the counter. When they were able to get out on the counter, they were dangerous. Other than that, they really just sat back in limited space, and Atlanta had to break them down. One reason you get those goals late is because you keep knocking at the door. You keep making them work defensively.
It is Jason Longshore, guys, talking with us about Atlanta United's win over DC United on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. You know I've been critical of Pity Martinez, and I've asked the question, where is Pity? When's he going to show up? Where's this guy that we've been hearing about? But he has been consistent, especially over the last three matches he's had a role. But, Jason, I got to tell you, the goal was great. But that pass inside the center circle with the defender on his back, where he lobs it to the DC back line to set up Joseph, to me was even a bigger moment, because those are the plays that we're going to need him to make.
Yeah, the goal is just work. It's just throwing your body in and making something happen after Nagbe's run. The goal is something that a lot of players can do. The pass, there's not many players who have that. There's just not many players in this league. There's not many players in a lot of leagues that have the ability to do what Pity Martinez on that play. And this is why you've got to manage him and I think his minutes to a degree, because, you know, at River Plate, he didn't play 90 minutes every match,
really,
every game. He would come off the bench sometimes because you had two players who gave you, from an attacking playmaker perspective, you had another player with the Colombian national team in Juan Fernando Quintero, who gave you some different type of play than Pity Martinez. And a lot of times, Marcelo Gallardo, their manager, would rotate between the two. Pity, you wanted him to be in these types of moments, though, where the team needed something. They needed something different. Pity Martinez is the one who gives you something different, like that pass and like that moment on the goal.
It is our man, Jason Longshore, brought to you by Heineken 0.0. Good weekend as everybody wins, man. Braves win. United wins, and we'll talk more Falcons coming up. Jason, the penalty kick that Joseph missed, Mike Conte had the video of it on. Looked like Hamid came off his line. We're having a hard time understanding when the VAR is used and when it's not used.
So we've talked about it before. I think it came up around the handball situation with Leandro Gonzalez-Pires in Chicago. MLS, because their league is on a different calendar than the Premier League, for example, which is what a lot of people will compare to, the Premier League starts a new season in the fall, and they will be on the new rules that we saw in the Women's World Cup, that we saw at the Copa America, that we saw at the Gold Cup. Mm-hmm. Now, the Premier League made a decision that they will not have their video assistant referees. They're having VAR for the first time in the Premier League. They made a decision based off what happened at the Women's World Cup. They will not have their video assistant referees look at those situations, goalkeeper encroachment. MLS, right now, VARs cannot get involved in that because they're still operating under the previous year's rules where VARs did not oversee that. Major League Soccer is going to have to make a decision going into next season, and I'll bet you they'll be watching the first few months of the Premier League if they want their VARs to get involved. Any which way, the rules right now that MLS is under, you have to have 2 feet on the line, not 1 foot. Bill Hamid wasn't anywhere near the line, and a lot of that was due to the run-up. And that's why Joseph Martinez does that. He's trying to get the goalkeeper to show his hand. He gets Bill Hamid to step off the line with both feet well into the goal box, and then he don't get a call. It should have been retaken, actually.
And for those who don't follow soccer, the goalie can't move until the ball is struck, supposedly. And that's why it was such
they
a bugaboo for
side.
Scotland. Right. They can't come at you. Can't come forward.
Right.
It is our man, Jason Longshore, brought to you again by Heineken, as we're live here at the Thirsty Turtle up in Swinging Buford.
All right, Jason, as we look ahead, you know, I feel it's crazy, right? The ebbs and flows of the season. I feel better about what I've seen recently here over the last few matches.
Gressel on the right side, too, on the wing.
Please.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, can we continue that? How do you feel, more importantly, with what you've seen? I mean, listen, the Galaxy, I said this before you came on, they're much better, it seems like, than everybody else.
LAFC.
LAFC, excuse me. Where are we in the pecking order, in your opinion?
I think when you look at the league as a whole, the Western Conference, a little bit stronger than the East this season. But LAFC, who we'll be seeing on Friday, they did not look great in their rivalry match against the LA Galaxy. Zlatan Ibrahimovic talked a lot of trash leading into it. He backed up every single word that he said and then talked some more trash during the match and after the match. LAFC has to kind of show that they can show up in these big moments. They didn't really have any signature wins last year. They've had some good wins this season, but they haven't beaten their crosstown rivals, the LA Galaxy. Last time they saw Atlanta United, it was a 5-0 win at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, pretty early in LAFC's first season. They're a much better team, and they've had a great season. But now you're in that business end of the season, and here's the big difference between the two teams. Atlanta United's got rings. They've got a lot of players who have been through this and lifted a trophy. LAFC is still trying to show that they are that team that can do it this year. I think Atlanta's right there with anybody else in the league.
We are, by the way, just 3 points behind Philadelphia Union for the Eastern Conference lead. We still have the same amount of wins. And you go back and you look at the pity miss against Toronto, and you look at we didn't finish off Red Bulls. We'd be in first place right now, Jason.
Easily. There's 5 points that I feel like Atlanta left on the table in some of those late match collapses. The penalty, the late goal against Red Bulls, the late goal in Salt Lake. There's been moments where you've put points away that you should have put in your back pocket and you threw them in the trash. That's why you have to get wins like you did yesterday. And that's why in a match where you outshoot DC 18-7, you have double the shots on target, you're completely dominant in all facets. Part of the reason, because DC's playing for the draw, you have to flip that draw to a win. You have to make those additional 2 points go into your column because you've had some that you dropped that you should have had earlier this season.
We normally don't talk about this, but I got to give you and Mike Conte some love. Sticking around yesterday, we were hanging out, as I said, with some friends. And so I stayed a little bit later than I normally do. And what happened after the Atlanta United match was pretty inspiring. And I just want you to talk a little bit about it because you and Conte stayed around. And when I finally got to my vehicle, you guys were still on and still talking about it. I thought that was pretty special, and I just want to give some love to Atlanta United, the organization, for allowing these kids to be able to showcase their skills, the parents to be able to be involved with it at Mercedes-Benz the way they were yesterday.
Yeah, it's a great partnership that the league has around the league with the unified teams. And here in Atlanta, it's an amazing partnership with Atlanta United and Special Olympics Georgia, where you have players, you have partners with them as well, and they get to play matches during the season. They travel for a match. The team went to Utah to play Real Salt Lake earlier this year. They get to host a match. And what was really special about yesterday was it was the first time in the club's history that they were able to play after the first team played. When you play before, it's really hard to get the crowd in early and get things going. When you play after, people can hang out, and the supporters hung out, and they did all of the traditions that we get for a normal match day for the first team. You got that for the unified team yesterday. And when you see Michael Mastrangelo score and run around like we've seen so many Atlanta United players run around and celebrate, such a cool moment. And also so cool to see Frank DeBoer speak to the team. And so many first-team players come out and cheer these guys on and these women on. It was very, very cool to see. And I'm glad so many fans stuck around and watched it.
There's so many players that have interacted with those kids. We've seen them up there at the facility in Marietta. I also think it's kind of cool how they put the website, they put the players' bios, Carl, just like the regular team on the website for Atlanta United for the unified team. It's just really cool. Hey, Jason, before we cut you loose, Jason Longshore again, he and Mike Conley will have the call against LAFC. So what about Bello? We know he's been practicing. And what about Barco? Because he's been practicing too. When do we see him back in the lineup?
Barco was in the 18, and Frank DeBoer mentioned afterwards that he felt like he had about 15 minutes in him. But the intensity of the match, and I think some of the way the Atlanta United was playing, you didn't really need to go to Barco, and you weren't sure if he was going to be able to hit that level of intensity that fast. So he's very close. He's got time he can give you. I don't know if he's going to go from 15 minutes available on Sunday to being able to start on Friday. That's a big ask, but I would be shocked if he's not in the 18. I think Bello is just a little bit further back. The training, getting back into the flow, he might need a game with Atlanta United too to get some game action underneath his belt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.